Welcome to Jets Flight Plan. Eric Allen here alongside Jets head coach Todd Bowles. What was the first thing that entered your mind when you saw Josh McCown go down in the second half against the Broncos and eventually be forced to leave the field?
Well, it's tough anytime you see somebody go down on your team, but, you know, Josh was playing so well. Obviously, he had a history of injuries, and he came in. He's been playing so well, and he's been so healthy all year. You just kind of feel for the guy. The first thing was to get Bryce ready to go to make sure he was up to date. The second thing was to see how serious it was.
He was emotional after the game. His team means a lot to him, and he had so much fun playing this season. Obviously, he's done for the year now. As his head coach, as a guy who got to know Josh very well this year, and also as a former player, what are your thoughts when you see a guy who put so much into this season go down, and now the season's over?
Well, he epitomized what we were trying to become this year, on and off the field. His locker room presence, his work ethic, his on-the-field presence, making other people better, as well as performing himself, the kind of guy he is. He was a coach on the field. He was a friend off the field. He cracked the whip when the whip needed to be cracked. He put in work every day. He was the same guy every day, and everybody gravitated towards him.
It's a next man up mentality, though, in the National Football League. Bryce Petty will get the start for you against the New Orleans Saints. How much will a week of preparation help him?
Well, it'll help because he's taking most of the reps, obviously, from that standpoint. You still have to go out Sunday and execute, but next man up mentality for us. Most of the people that play in this league don't play unless someone gets injured. You know, half of them get injured before half of them get a chance. So it's a great opportunity for Bryce. We're looking forward to seeing him play, and he's going to have a great week of practice.
Jermaine Kearse talked about Bryce Petty's ability to extend the play. Can you talk about his confidence when things break down and being able to make something if things aren't going right?
He has a lot of confidence in himself, as we do in him. He has a lot of moxie, and when plays break down, he can really get out of the pocket and use his feet, and he's very accurate throwing on the run.
What does Bryce have to do now in order to be successful?
Just do his job, understand where to go with the football, make sure he manages the game, make big throws when they need to be made, and check it down when it needs to be checked down. Not try to win the game, but be a part of winning the game.
So this week's opponent, the New Orleans Saints, they look like a different team to me. For years, we've been talking about Drew Brees and the prolific passing game. What do you think about the changes there offensively as far as how balanced they are and what kind of stress they can put on your defense?
Well, they can still throw the ball, but they got a 1-2 punch at running back, which probably rivals the best in the league, if not the best in the league, with Kamara and Ingram. So they can catch, they can run, they can block, both explosive. They play them at the same time, they play them separately, but it's going to be a big challenge for the defense.
What about on the other side of the ball for the Saints, Cameron Jordan? Do you think he's one of the more underrated defensive players in the National Football League?
Well, if you watch the tape, he's not underrated to us at all, but we know exactly who he is. But it's not just him. They got Rankin, they got Lattimore over there, they got a bunch of players. They're playing good football right now. I think Dennis Allen's doing a great job with the defense.
And then finally, I wanted to ask you about your young safeties, Marcus May and Jamal Adams. How much has their presence helped you run defense this year?
I thought they played excellent football against Denver, helping out in the run game. They were all over the place. They were active, very smart. They're very important to us in the run defense as well as the pass defense. But they were very active on Sunday, and, you know, you just want to continue to get those guys better.
Thanks, Coach.
You got it.
Stay with us on Jets Flight Plan. When we return, Eric Allen sits down with the leader of the defense, DeMario Davis. Then later, Chad Pennington is back with another installment of Play Action.
The New York Jets selected Arkansas State product DeMario Davis in the third round of the 2012 NFL Draft. But after four seasons in New York, the starting inside linebacker signed with the Cleveland Browns.
Forte is hit behind the line, gang tackled and dropped for a loss of at least two. DeMario Davis, the old Jet, came up to make the stop.
But after just 1 year in Cleveland, he was traded back to New York.
When that trade happened in June, where were you and what was your reaction?
It's crazy, man. The night before, I was talking to God and I said, God,
You know, I see all these people who have fast success, but you always take me the long way around. I said, why you do that? And he just kind of gave me a, it's like a quiet piece of, that he takes me the long way around so I can always give him the glory. And the next day, I went in the office and got traded. And I walked in the building, and they were like, we just traded you back to New York. It was kind of bittersweet, but it was good because I was going back to a place that I was familiar. As soon as I got back here in New York, it felt like I hadn't even been gone for 2 weeks. That's when I knew it was going to be all right.
After the trade, DeMario had a revelation that in order to grow, he needed to do more than just rely on his God-given talents.
I hit a changing point in my life when it comes to football. Played 5 seasons, haven't been to the playoffs, just the average or above the average linebacker. I'm like, man, this is not how I want my legacy to be remembered, you know, especially for all the work I put in. So kind of like a light bulb went off. You know, it's like areas of my game where I could improve, just in my stance, in my footwork, technique, just little bitty details that I had kind of like let go by the wayside. And so in the off season, I worked with some coaches and honed in on my technique. Now you look up, and it's like, man, I was costing us a lot. But now I understand this, I can help us a lot.
Down he goes. The Jets get the sack. DeMario Davis, an all-out blitz dialed up by Todd Bowles.
Let's go!
Having a career year with 138 tackles and 5 sacks, Davis has become an inspiration to his teammates.
You come back here, and it seemed like guys gravitated to you, and even some of the younger players, even though you're still a young guy, DeMario, they took to you from day one, and there's this cohesion building here.
I think people gravitate to me because I gravitate to them. I don't just see a face in the locker room or a person in the locker room. I don't just see a linebacker or a safety. Like, I see humans. I see people. And when I see them, I want to know more about them. If I can become a brother with multiple teammates, other guys start doing the same thing. And I think that's what makes us closer. You know, it's a great group. The locker room is way different because it's way younger. You know, the thing you have with age is wisdom. The thing you have with youth is energy. That's the excitement that you see when the defense is on the field, a bunch of young guys flying around and having fun. I just try to ignite that.
There it is, Leo! Yeah!
He's a natural leader. He's a very inspirational person. He cares about the game, he cares about people, and he cares about his teammates. So they'll follow someone that they know truly cares about them.
Hey, lock in, everybody right here. No matter what we do, we're going to stay together. Hey, let's finish on three. 1, 2, 3.
So many people are like, man, you're going to be a preacher one day. I'm like, hey, God ain't told me I'm going to be a preacher. I don't know, man. It's literally a gift. I don't think about it beforehand. You know, I just speak from the heart.
Hey, you got a light on your life. Yeah. I've seen it, bro. Everybody ain't got that light on. Everybody ain't got that anointing on. Go out there and walk in that, bro.
It's all about, you know, us being one. And then as one, we're going forward against whatever's out there against us. If we're apart, we got to bring it back together. If we're together, we got to push it even tighter. But then it's about our opponent, you know, about our enemy that we're finna face and what we got to do to complete the task.
We're in the jungle today. You know what that means? It's time. You want to be that guy? Go be that guy. Let's go. 103. 1, 2, 3.
This week's On the Runway is presented by JetBlue.
It's the holiday season, Bart, but when you look at the Jets' final 3 games, they're not going to want to be in a giving mood because they're playing against 3 clubs that all could be playing deep into January.
And the degree of difficulty is high. You're talking about facing 3 Hall of Fame quarterbacks.
And I know you think a lot of Phillip Rivers. You think, potentially, this is a Hall of Famer.
I love some Phillip Rivers. And he's definitely a Hall of Famer in my book, one of the fiercest competitors. But you start off with a former Super Bowl champion right here in Drew Brees, who has a lot to play for. You talk about they're playing for the top record so that they can have home field advantage throughout. Phillip Rivers, of course, is playing for that AFC West championship. But then the New England Patriots have a huge game week 15 against the Pittsburgh Steelers. They have to make sure that they finish strong so that they can have the playoffs go through Gillette Stadium.
And it's going to be interesting to see what the green and white get at the quarterback position from Bryce Petty here down the stretch.
We're handing out L's.
Coming up on Jets Flight Plan, former Jets quarterback Chad Pennington discusses how offensive coordinator John Morton has transformed the offense in his first year. And later, Bart Scott stops by the film room.
John Morton, the first-year Jets offensive coordinator who worked under Saints head coach Sean Payton, has had an impressive start to his NFL play-calling career. After a season-ending injury to Josh McCown, Morton will work with Bryce Petty for the first time in game action in Week 15. As Morton heads back to New Orleans, we caught up with Chad Pennington to get his take on Johnny Mo. When Todd Bowles hired John Morton to be his offensive coordinator, a lot of people thought, we know he's been a longtime NFL assistant, but we have no idea how he's going to be as a play caller. What were your expectations for him coming in?
To be honest, I was like a regular fan. I knew nothing either. And I think when you look at his bio and see where he has been, the coaches he has coached with, the systems he's been in, you now see why they have a good system. They really do. And they've been successful with it and done some really good things. It's certainly not stale. And he's done a really good job with his creativity and flexibility in his play calling as well as his game planning.
Do you see some of John Gruden and Sean Payton in his play calling?
No question. You see West Coast principles. You see Sean Payton principles in pushing the ball down the field, being creative with formations and personnels. I think you want to make sure that these coaches have been around a number of different minds. You don't want one mindset. One mindset will get you beat because they can't pull from their bag of tricks when something's not working. And so when you have a coach like Coach Morton who's been around multiple systems, multiple coaches, you know that he has a complete mindset when it comes to developing a game plan and, most importantly, being able to make adjustments.
How would you describe the system?
I would describe the system as versatile. I would describe the system as flexible in personnel. And then I would say that it does have some flair to it. It's an equal opportunity system. The ball is going to 5 to 7 playmakers a game.
How has Morton been able to be successful with Jermaine Kearse, who they acquired a couple days before the season, and Jeremy Curley, professional receiver, but again, they acquired him very late.
I think Curley and Kearse have been good for Robbie Anderson. I think Robbie has made some strides in developing his game on the line of scrimmage. I think when defenders look at him, they see someone that they could possibly jam on the line of scrimmage and be physical. He's really worked on his releases that you can see that. Curley and Kearse has added that veteran leadership component to that room. Before they got here, Robbie was the guy, which completely changes the whole dynamic in that room. So having Kearse and Curley in the room now allows him to continue to grow and not have to worry about big picture things so much and worry about himself and his development.
How do you like the way Morton's used the backs? He said before the season began, you got to do this thing running backs by committee. Now, most people were thinking that means Bilal Powell and Matt Forte, but he took it a step further because the Jets drafted Eli McGuire out of Louisiana and Lafayette. He's contributed as well.
Absolutely, and I think that's where a little bit of the West Coast has helped Coach Morton as well as Sean Payton. Sean Payton has always used multiple backs, multiple receivers. The one constant with Sean Payton has been Drew Brees, and everyone else functions around that quarterback. And so with Coach Morton's system, he's been able to say, okay, what does this guy do well? And don't fit the player into the system, fit the system around the player.
And finally, what do you think the next steps are for this offense?
Probably my biggest goal for the Jets offense would be consistency in decision-making and playmaking in critical situations. So whether it's a crucial penalty, a negative yardage play, a turnover, being able to eliminate those things will then increase the productivity. It's not about another special play or a new scheme. It's about eliminating some of those disasters that you can get rid of so you can be more successful.
When Jets Flight Plan returns, Bart is in the film room to break down the most dynamic rushing duo in the league.
Bart, the Jets will be down in the Big Easy as they visit the Saints this weekend, but it doesn't promise to be easy against this tandem of running backs in Alvin Kamara and Mark Ingram. Kamara has hit the NFL by storm, 7 touchdowns on the ground, also 62 receptions, and he can take it to the house every play.
Averaging 7 yards a carry, and he's the engine that makes this offense run. We all know about Drew Brees, but we're talking about, I believe, the clear-cut favorite for Offensive Rookie of the Year. Sean Payton is a tremendous play caller. What is this right here? This is the tight end. Tackle over. And what that allows the Saints to do is set the defense. If you look in the box, you have eight guys into the short side of the football field. We just talked about Kamara and his ability to get to the house and averaging 7 yards a carry, but that gives him all this space to work. And that puts these guys in binds as they're responsible for having to tackle this guy in space. As you let the play run, what we call this is the old dive pitch. Ted Ginn Jr. takes everybody's eyes, bam. And what happens, what I want you to pay attention to, the Ted Ginn motion and the potential of the jet sweep, what that does to the linebackers. Automatically, linebackers false step. So now what you have is, now you have angles to get to the second level, and we're going to isolate this man right here. And this would be Coney Ealy or maybe Muhammad Wilkerson, or one of our outside defenders in space with one of the most dynamic playmakers in the game, and that's a tough battle to build because he's not only fast, he's powerful. He can run through those arm tackles. It's going to be a tough task for the Jets. They're going to have to have their mind right.
Bart, Drew Brees is really effective with that misdirection pitch, but the Saints can run it up the gut as well with Mark Ingram. He's got 9 rushing touchdowns, and he averages more than 5 yards per carry, and I know you love the way Sean Payton schemes things up.
Oh, absolutely. Mark Ingram is a downhill runner, and Sean Payton does a great job again. He's a tremendous play caller, and what they're going to do, they're going to force your safeties to make plays because he's going to put them in a box. So what do we have here? We're going to have a short motion, bringing the outside receiver into the box, forcing the safety to come in the box, and this is an uncomfortable place because most safeties or defensive backs aren't able to really read defenses. So as I let the play run, you're going to get a short motion in, bam, this is what we have right here. We have up the field, we have a puller coming, we're changing the math. We have an angle down block up to the combo, but this is the key block. And this is what? The Saints have tremendous receivers. They get involved into the run game. On this play, as I let it run, I want to isolate right here. This is the tough position that you put DBs in. Because they don't have experience in the box, he does this. He comes down and he spins out. That's one block. And it's not enough to get one. He's going to combo up and get 2 blocks. So you got one guy getting 2 blocks and really making it difficult as the linebackers can't get around. And this is where it goes. Breaks an easy arm tackle as he's getting downhill, and he's just too hard to stop when he's untouched to the second level.
Bottom line, Bart, the Jets are going to need big games out of the rookie safeties. That's Jamal Adams and Marcus May. Last week against the Broncos, I thought both of those guys were effective helping the Jets rush defense because the Broncos only got 2.4 yards a carry.
And that is what encourages me. Everybody has to come to the party. But the great thing about our young safeties is they don't need an invitation. They're coming regardless. Darren Lee, he does a tremendous job. But this is what I'm talking about. When you talk about guys got to want to come to the party, spotlight right there, Marcus May. I know he gets a lot of accolades for his ability to be a ball hawk. But listen, he don't need no stinking invitation. He's crashing the party. And this is what I like about him. He understands I have to be decisive right now. C.J. Anderson, one of the most physical backs in the game. Let me just show you just how important this is. Because if he doesn't make that tackle, look at this hole here. C.J. Anderson sees it, and Marcus May does a tremendous job. That's a play for a loss. And not only does he get involved in it, we all know that Jamal Adams loves to be in the party. We don't need no stinking invitations.
Jets Flight Plan is brought to you by JetBlue, the official airline of the New York Jets. MetLife, the official insurance company of the New York Jets. And Pepsi, the official soft drink of the New York Jets.